And they do not call us Namibia's heart and soul for nothing, man. That is Ole by King Muddy. Bring a time to exactly 7:46. So right now, as we promised just a little bit earlier on, we are going to be having a very quick conversation with a financial advisor who is going to advise you and myself on how to best develop a healthy relationship with our money, which I think is really, really important. But also, most importantly, how we can get a little bit more savvy in terms of how we manage our money, how we can save, and just really have investments for ourselves and so forth. Hey, so the question this morning was just for you to share with us, if you had to quit or lose your job today, how long do you think you'll be able to survive on your savings and investments? On and with that said, I am joined by Juliana Viripi. How are you doing today, Juliana?
I am beautiful this morning. How are you guys doing?
No, we are great. I think you probably is beautiful because you have your savings and everything in plan.
I would like a good job, but for now we still can improve.
For now
we're on track.
Oh, okay, cool. So Juliana, you are a financial advisor, hey, and you know we're having this conversation on air right now that, you know, just hypothetically, if we had to lose our jobs today, like how long do we have, you know, to live on our savings and our investments and so forth? And we really do have an interesting conversation going up, especially on our Facebook page, where people are saying that I don't even think that I'll be able to make it past the 1 month after actually losing my job, hey? So yes. As a financial advisor, is this actually something that you see a lot with people who come to you for advice, obviously, and your assistance in terms of, I get paid month to month, but I don't have any savings. How can you help me?
100%. We get those instances a lot. But what I normally advise my clients or have started with a savings plan already, so that you could always, because you life is unforeseen, and there's a lot of things that happen in life that is unforeseen. So it could be that you have a pension at your workplace, but yet again, one never knows with this economy what happens to your pension and how long it will take to get paid out.
That's
so
true.
It's always good to just have something to stand on meanwhile and while you were waiting. So that's one of the things that I always encourage my clients, or encourage anyone in general, just look at savings. Nothing massive, nothing major. Even if it's a $200 or $300 that you can put away, please do that. It's always essential to just have something to lean back on.
Absolutely. So you know what, now that you even mentioned that, or speaking about pensions and so forth, there is one of our listeners on our Facebook page that actually said that they're just going to wait for 3 months and whatever hours and days, because then the pension will be paid out. And I did remind them that pensions actually take a little bit longer to be paid out these days. You do find people who are waiting for even more than 6 months to actually get their pensions. So
if you could
advise us right now how you feel is the most practical way for us to develop somewhat of a healthy relationship with our money, how do we go about that?
For me, I can only speak on behalf of myself and the knowledge that I've gained in this industry over the years that I've been working with clients, is that you need to be very head on with your finances. You need to look at your finances strongly. You need to be very realistic with your finances, and you just need to try and put up a budget, a realistic budget. I mean, everyone likes the nice things in life. We all want to have whatever is trending out there, but can you afford it? You know, can you actually afford to get yourself one of those nice items that are out there that is of 3,000, 5,000, 15,000? Can you afford it? You know, so for me, it's always to look at your finances very strongly, like look at it head on and be very realistic with yourself when setting your goals and your plans.
Okay.
Yes.
So So now, how would you advise? Because here's the thing, if we have to be honest, is that a lot of us have very, how do I say this, like really bad, unhealthy habits in terms of how we manage our money. So how would you best advise someone who's listening right now on how to best just unlearn those bad spending habits and somewhat, you know, just really handling your money?
Budget. There's nothing more essential in your finances, in your financial planning, than budgeting. You need to budget whether you like it or you don't. You need to sit with your finances. You need to see how much is it that I'm making, how much is coming in, and how much am I spending. You know, you need to sit at that and you need to really budget. You need to work your way through your own finances. And if you can't, find help, seek someone that can assist you. And also just if your budget somehow, which happens, somehow you're overspending and there's something that you want to do with that, try at financial diets. There's a plan.
You said financial, your financial diets.
A financial diet.
Okay, so what is that? Please break it down for us, yeah.
A financial diet is just keeping receipts of every expenses that you have, mm-hmm. every swipe that you have made, anything that has to do with your money going out. You need to be accountable for everything, whether you just bought a Hungry Lion, you know?
Yeah.
Whether you just bought your child 2 snacks. You need to keep receipts because you need to look at where is it that I'm overspending my money. And that's where you start to financially diet yourself from.
Okay.
You start limiting those things, yes.
Yeah, it is. I think it's one of those things that I genuinely didn't know that financial diets were like an actual thing. But there was definitely a point where I noticed that my sister also kept a track of all her receipts, and I tried doing that. It lasted me 2 days, so I'm going to try to do better this time around. But Juliana, because we're running a little bit out of time right now, what would you say are some of the tools that one can actually use, especially in this economy that we're in right now, to be in somewhat of a better financial situation or position?
Savings.
Okay.
There's nothing more. You need to first look at when you get a salary, try and save 15% of your salary, please. That is the first thing
15%.
You need to do is
okay.
Try looking at savings. 15% if you can. If you can't, at least 10%. But that is under all the researches that I've gone through and everything that I've gone through, I've read a lot around 15% that needs to be saved. And that's how you know that you are in a better financial space, if you can save 15% of your salary.
Yeah, yeah.
Comfortably.
And
also just try brushing off on some skill or brushing on or getting yourself equipped with some skills, maybe baking, beauty, tutoring, anything in that sort, just to get yourself another income or another hustle. So those, just try creating more revenue, creating more money for yourself,
streams of income, yeah,
in terms of income, yes.
Yeah, so but like maybe because you are a financial advisor, this is obviously what you do for a living, and every day you have people that walk into or come and see you for your services in terms of this. But what would you say is, or how essential is it for each and every person who's listening right now to have a financial advisor?
It might sound cliche, but it's very essential
okay.
to have a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Reason being is that a financial advisor is equipped to draw up a plan for you, you know, to walk through the different steps of your life with you ahead of time.
Okay.
You get that?
Yes.
So we already plan for your retirement. A financial advisor, if it's a great financial advisor, would start helping you plan for your retirement, would start helping you plan if you are a man that just started working, start on a savings plan because you would want to start a family, you'd want to get married, you'd want to buy a car. All of these are things that are predictions, and we already need to start seeing that and working towards those goals. So getting yourself a financial advisor is a really good idea. And just be frank with your financial advisor with regards to your finances, yes, so that they can have a clear picture and know how to direct you or navigate you to get to certain financial goals in your life.
All right. Now, Juliana, thank you so much. I think the one thing that I want to take away is definitely that financial diet. I am today years old, but there's no harm in it because we learn every day. But thank you so much for your time. If anyone actually does want to make use of your services, I will definitely be sure to share their details. And if you're listening and you want to actually have a conversation with Juliana on a personal level in terms of your finances, feel free to also just WhatsApp me right now on the WhatsApp line. Juliana, very P, thank you so much and have a fantastic day. Hey,
thank you so much for having me. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Advertise your business on Fresh